رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلو علیہ وآلہ چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی پٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا کھلا میرے دل کی کلی غوث اعظم مٹا قلب کی بے کلی غوث اعظم اللہ اکبر Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching the program called Sultanul Hind, Patron of the Poor. Alhamdulillah, this is a special edition and program and series of programs right up to the 6th of this month of Rajab Sharif, dedicated to Sultanul Awliya, Hazrat Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, jinka urs mubarak is waqt saari dunya mein manaya ja raha hai. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla hame Ajmer le jaye. اپنی حبیب کے صدقے میں ہمیں اجمیر بھی دکھائیں اور خواجہ غریب نواز کا روزہ دکھائیں May this be the situation that next year inshallah we present ourselves at the court of خواجہ غریب نواز رحمت اللہ تعالی علی As a source of motivation dear viewers as we dedicate a segment only for the recitation of درود پاک let's listen to this beautiful narration as the prophet of رحمہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned the person who recites 500 times درود daily Allah Azza wa Jal shall protect that person from destitution. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Paanch so martaba jo rozana pade, jo rozana padega, inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of Rasooli Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the blessings of Durood-e-Paak, his poverty and his destitution shall be removed. Huzoor, aisa karam, kaash mujh pe ho jaye, mera wazifa Durood-o-Salam ho jaye. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's episode and program is indeed a special one. The reason for this is, dear viewers, as firstly, you know that we are in Johannesburg, which is Fortsburg in this city known as Johannesburg. And alhamdulillah, aside from that, what makes this program even more special, even more unique, even more good is that subhanallah, today we are blessed with a fragrant personality, mashallah, who needs no introduction. Indeed, he is learned, alhamdulillah, a product and student of our Jamiatul Madinah of Da'wat Islami, which is in Lanesia, in Johannesburg, mashallah. And my murad is none other than our respected Muballigh and Alim of Da'wat Islami, who is none other than our respected Honorable Mawlana Abdullah Madani Sahib, Damat Fuyuzuhum, who is right now with us in studio. We would like to welcome him with the opening greetings, which is the international greetings of Islam, of peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Mawlana Abdullah Sahib, mashallah, was also one of the teachers of Jamiatul Madinah, alhamdulillah. Just recently, mashallah, Mawlana Sahib is still teaching in the Madrasatul Madinah, however, and many other classes are conducted in this beautiful town known as Binoni Sharif. Mashallah, lots of work is happening. Let's ask our respected Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, as to what are some of the works of Dawat Islami in that area.
Alhamdulillah, the works of Dawat Islami are all over South Africa. And in Binoni, alhamdulillah, we have a Madrasatul Madinah for youngsters. as well as Madrasatul Madina lil Balighan for the adults. And Munasab, if I tell you, Alhamdulillah, there are elders who are 60 plus who are
Allah.
attending this madrasa.
Allah.
And during the class, when they speak to us, they say, you know, Munasab, we're learning those things which we have never learned in our entire lives.
Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah.
Allah,
Allah. So it's a wonderful experience, Alhamdulillah, with that we have our weekly ijtimaat as well. We have our hifz class, and there's lots of work going on in Binoni, Alhamdulillah.
Just for the benefit of the viewers out there, Madrasatul Madina ke jab baat chalti hai, Mohan, what are some of the subjects as taught in Balighan classes? I said Madrasatul Madina, I'm talking about Balighan, jo adults ke liye hote hain, those, as Mohan Sahib mentioned, over 60, 70 years old. Brothers, and I think I was speaking to Shahid Bhai, mashallah, who was telling me and informed me that there are over 15, 20 brothers, mashallah, who are above this age. And it's really, really astonishing and good to know that, yeah, despite being over 60, we learn that it's never too late to learn about the deen of Islam. Subhanallah. How do you feel, Mohasab, that you teach people who are like three times your age, four times your age? How does this make you feel from the inside?
Alhamdulillah, it's a very lovely experience because, first of all, they are our elders. So the way, you know, despite being at that age, they don't show any type of arrogance or, you know, any type of pride that, you know, we are elders and we know already what you're discussing. No, it's like they are small children in front of you ready to learn whatever you give them.
Allah.
And
Allah,
it's a lovely experience.
Alhamdulillah.
So our subjects are basically divided into three. We have the Madani Qaida, in which we teach them tajweed, how to recite the Quran. And then we have
And maaf for cutting you, Mohsab. Many of those people could be the same people that used to say my tajweed is right. Am I right, Mohsab?
Exactly. And then we have Fizane Farz Ulum, which is a book translated by Dawud Islami. And in there, basically, it covers all the necessary aspects of Islam. So your aqaid, your fiqh, and all those kind of things, wuzu, namaz, roza, is all covered in there. So our fiqh we teach from there. And the third chapter is aqaid, the beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah, Jahannam, all those basic beliefs that we teach from Bahari Shariat. So we divided it. The Madani Qaida will have every day for the first half an hour, and the second half an hour, one day we'll have fiqh, one day we'll have aqaid, one day we'll have surahs and duas. Like that we divide it.
Alhamdulillah, Mohsab. Excellent. Brothers in Islam, mashallah, dear viewers who are watching right now, marhaba, welcome, alhamdulillah. We just heard from our respected and honorable Maulana Abdullah Sahib Madani with regards to Madrasatul Madina. Ek aam daawat hai. He is giving you invitation of Madani channel for those who are watching this program right now in South Africa, or if you belong to that area, it's never too late. Go and join in, mashallah, and you know, brush up your tajweed, your makharij, your recitation. It's extremely important. It is the salah which will lead you to Jannah. It is through the blessings of the salah which you will receive intercession for on the Day of Judgment. So if your salah is not done correctly, it will not intercede for you on the Day of Judgment. If your masala masail, your rules and regulations pertaining to farz ulum, such as your namaz, your roza, your hajj, your zakat, all these things are extremely important. So alhamdulillah, throughout South Africa, wherever Dawud Islami is situated, alhamdulillah, Masa, we have around how many centers? I have lost count, actually. That's why I'm reconfirming this with you.
Okay, I think in South Africa, we have more than 60 centers.
60 centers, mashallah. And in most of the towns, mashallah, in all these centers, most of these centers, these classes are being conducted. So don't feel shy. It's never too late. You know, pick up the phone, make a call, get in contact with some zimadaran and get involved, inshallah, zawajalla. Get your family involved. It's never too late. Trust me, you will enjoy this deen. This is the purpose of life, that we worship Allah. We please Him like we are rightfully supposed to please Him. Not the way you and I feel like pleasing Him. So when you want to read namaz and perform salah like you're supposed to, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that can only be done when you are pretty much aware of the masail, when you are aware of how should namaz be performed. And as Mohasab said, many of those people that said, my namaz is correct, my recitation is correct, there's nothing wrong. But when they took the chance to test the tajweed, they realized we are far too back. So it's important that we should refresh, we should revamp, we should revise that which we studied 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is my dawah and my invitation in the very beginning of the program. However, this wasn't our topic. It was just, by the way, as Masa, mashallah, is teaching in the Jamia. In the next few moments, mashallah, we are going to be listening to a kalam and manqabat, inshallah, Khaja-e Khajagan, rendered and recited by none other than Mahmud Attari Sallamahul Bari, inshallah, zawajallah. And when we do return, dear viewers, we are discussing a beautiful topic, a topic not to be missed. And that is the blessings of modesty. Alhamdulillah, the modesty and the sharam and haya of our pious predecessors, how much of modesty they possessed, and what can modesty lead you to? What are the benefits of having sharam and haya? It's a very important topic. For now, let's listen to this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya. Charaag chist shah aliya, gharib nawaz, bahar anjuman Mustafa, gharib nawaz. Suno, suno, mere hajat rawa, gharib nawaz. Main de raha hu sada par sada, gharib nawaz. Khwaja-e khwajga, hamiye be kasa. Iltija sun lo shahe umam ke liye haajga haamiye be kasa iltija sun lo shahe umam ke liye kar do karam mere khaja piya kar do karam sayyidi mohtaram kar do karam Sayyidi Mohtaram Tumko bheja gaya Hai karam ke liye Haajaye khwajga Haamiye be kasa Iltija sun lo shahe umam ke liye Khwaja piya Khwaja piya Khwaja piya Khwaja piya
Najaf mere khwaja piya noor shaahe najaf mere khwaja piya teri chaukhat se duniya ne paayi ata teri chaukhat se duniya ne paayi ata khaliq e do jahan se ye rutba mila khaliq e do jahan se ye rutba mila tere darbar faiz o karam ke liye
Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya.
Shahe Ajmer mera masiha hai tu, Shahe Ajmer mera masiha hai tu. Dard mardon ke dukh ka madawa hai tu, Dard mardon ke dukh ka madawa hai tu. Teri nisbat ka daman rahe haath mein, Teri nisbat ka daman rahe haath mein. Bas dawa hai yahi ranjogham ke liye,
Haajaye khwajga haamiye be kasa iltija sun lo shahe umam ke liye khwaja piya khwaja piya khwaja piya khwaja piya
thamna hath hai sayyid meherban thamna hath hai sayyid meherban hai tera kaam khaja khata poshiyan hai tera kaam khaja khata poshiyan laaj rakhna fana ki muine jahan laaj rakhna fana ki muine jahan hashr mein tajdar e haram ke liye
haajaye khwajga haamiye be kasa iltija sun lo shahe umam ke liye
کیا بات ہے میرے خواجہ صاحب کی، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ۔ خواجہ ہند دربار ہے اعلیٰ تیرا، کبھی محروم نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا۔ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر۔ I stand for correction by dear viewers of Madini channel. With certainty I can say this, though I haven't been there this year, but subhanallah, the imagination alone, or the imagination itself, is so amazing to know that hundreds and thousands of people may have gathered right now at the Mazari Mubarak of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And people from throughout the world are there making dua through his wasila, Allahu Akbar, receiving blessings and barakah from his darbar, from this great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. So subhanallah, since these episodes are dedicated to Sultanul Hind, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we chose to speak about modesty, as I mentioned earlier. And we're going to give you parables and stories of the modesty pertaining to our pious predecessors. How much of khawfi khuda, you know, how God-fearing they were, and how much of sharam and haya they had within them. Let's go to our Maulana Sahib, mashallah, who's our guest. We are going to hear more from him rather today, inshallah, and ask him to give us the definition of haya. What is modesty, Mawasav? We hear this word over and again. We all know we should be modest. But what is modesty, Mawasav?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Mawasav, the meaning of modesty is that a person saves himself from those things which people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. And in Shariat, in Islam, the meaning of haya is out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while having the fear for the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one saves and protects himself from all those things which can earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, any small thing also, you know, he won't consider it small, because if Allah ta'ala does not like it, then he'll save himself from it.
Right.
If we go to the Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyidina Usmane Ghani, radhiyallahu anhu, you know, he is known for his modesty. And he states that when I make ghusl and I am in a dark place, even there, out of the haya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I try and cover up my body.
Means that
whatever I can do, I will do, you know, just out of the haya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that, you know, al hayau shu'abatu min al iman, aw kama qala al-Islam, that haya is actually a branch of iman. It's a part of iman. So how important it is to have haya, to adopt haya and instill haya in your lifestyle. You know, Mulana Sahib, on the day of judgment, or let me give you an example in today's time, that if somebody invites us and, you know, he owns the TV, and on the TV we are sitting with our friends, on the TV he plays or he shows our friends any evil thing which we did in our lives, immediately we'll start feeling, you know, uneasy. You know, that my sins are being open in front of people. They know what I did. They thinking I'm a pious person. They thinking I'm a good person. And look what they are seeing. Mansab, on the day of judgment, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Iqra kitabak. That every person will be told that, read your book. Read your Nama-i Amal. And when he will read his Nama-i Amal, not only his family, not only the people of his area, the entire creation will be there from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of judgment. So everyone will be able to see and hear what this person did, what this person said, what this person was going through. So at least at that moment, a person must think, whenever he intends to commit a sin, he must just think that, how will I face that on a day of judgment? And out of that fear, a person should leave his sins, should leave every bad thing he does. This is haya.
Subhanallah, Masab. Excellent explanation and definition of haya. As you said, Masab, the gunas and the sins have increased so much that this haya and this quality, this amazing attribute of sharam, is lost, Mawasab. Undoubtedly, it's lost. But as you did mention, some beautiful points related to sharam and haya. Sharam, haya, modesty is a beautiful component. It's a very beautiful quality and attribute. But what boosts that, what creates that, is khawfi khuda. When a person has fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla, automatically you will have sharam, because then, as Masab mentioned, if you are alone in your room, you know Allah is watching you. And you would never commit any immoral act, indecent act, because you know your Creator is watching you. Subhanallah. Masab, so, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in fact, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah Pak says in the Holy Quran Pak, indeed those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla get alerted whenever a temptation of the devil troubles them.
Allah.
So a mu'min, a believer, khofi khuda rakhne wala, he gets alerted. A signal, he gets signaled and alerted when a temptation, a waswasa, a whisper enters the heart or mind. So how he gets alerted? It's because he fears Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is such an important act that we as Muslims should understand. Before adopting sharam and haya, first we should leave following the footsteps of the devil. This is the main problem, Masab. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla again in the Holy Quran Pak says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. He is your open enemy. Today, Masab, people are running by the scholars of Islam, by the, you know, Tawizat departments, and asking the Amilin to please give us the name who put the jadu for us. Please give us the name who put the jadu for us, who is trying to destroy us. Give us a white magic to remove the black magic, so on and so forth. But Masab, we all want to know whether my neighbor is my enemy, my friend is my enemy, my business competitor is my enemy. But here, no one, we hardly focus on this fact that Allah has opened the intentions of shaitan. Allah has terrified what shaitan wants to do when he promised Allah, for as long as our souls are within our bodies, he'd never leave us. But Allah then made a promise to shaitan and said, by my jalal and my glory, I will continue forgiving them for as long as they seek forgiveness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So you wouldn't stop leaving them until their souls in their body, but I too would not leave them until they don't stop asking me for mu'afi. So the doors of repentance are open. Unfortunately, the glimpse of bihayai, now it's no more about the age, Mu'asab. Once upon a time, it was about, you know, a certain age group of people that never have modesty. But this day and age, you see elderly people, you know, hitting such jokes, rude jokes in front of little children. In conversations, there are no modesty. In actions, there's no modesty. Our sisters, our brothers, in the marketplaces, in the offices, wherever you go, you will see the intermingling of sexes. You will see the gunas committed by fornication. You will see the gunas committed by youngsters on phones. You will see them talking to others about the gunas they're committing. It's open. It's happening everywhere, Mu'asab. And this is simply because Allah Pak says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow the footsteps of the devil. Why? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. He is your open enemy. And then Allah Pak says in the next ayat, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. Allahu Akbar. For he will only instruct you to do the evil work. He will make you dig and find faults in other people. He will make you backbite. He will make you deceive, cheat, lie, steal, cry, fight, argue, quarrel. All these bad things. The Quran says, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ. Even the evil is something that he will put into your heart. وَالْفَحْشَىٰ. And immodesty. He will incite you towards this. He will push you towards this. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And what happens next? And that you fabricate matters concerning Allah, what you did not know, concerning our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. So how many times you get people, Masab, who don't know about the qualities of Allah Azza wa Jalla, knowledge about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and you hear them cracking jokes about the man above, saying these sentences, the one who lives above, the one who does this, and so on and so forth. This means they have lack of knowledge regarding Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then they fabricate narrations or sayings, aqwal, hadithi qudsi regarding Allah Azza wa Jalla. What does Mu'asab have to say about this?
Allahu Akbar. See, Mu'asab, the base of everything is haya. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a summary of a hadith that if you do not have haya, you do not have modesty, you do not have shame, then do whatever you want to. It doesn't mean Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving permission, do every haram thing, do every wrong thing. No. He's trying to tell you that the main thing is shame and modesty. if you don't have that, then you can do anything in this world.
Allahu
Akbar. If you look at animals,
right.
Dogs, cats, they can go and relieve themselves anywhere. In front of you, in front of me, by a tree, by a pole, they'll do it. And they won't even have any problem. Why? Because they don't have akal, they don't have intellect, they don't have modesty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that y'all are ashraful makhlukat, y'all are the best of creations, y'all are hazrat-e-insan. Okay? Y'all are respected. That's why y'all also need to relieve yourselves, y'all also need to do lots of things, but for y'all we gave y'all privacy. Whatever you want to do, do it private. So there's a difference between you and this dog, there's a difference between you and this cat, between you and this animal. But unfortunately, Munasab, coming back to hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you don't have the modesty, then do whatever you want to. And this is the situation in today's time, that people are doing such actions which are even worse than animals, Munasab. Let alone in their house, let alone, you know, in their rooms, in front of everyone, people are doing such filthy things which cannot even, you know, be spoken about. I mean, today's times, the immodesty has grown so much that you'll visit somebody's house, the father will be sitting there and he's talking to his friends, and let's say his wife will come and bring some tea or something, and he'll ask his friends, "Ke bhabhi kaisi hai?" I mean, you're asking your friends, "How is your wife? What do they have to do with your wife? Why are you publicizing your wife in front of them?" First of all, you're not supposed to bring your wife there. When she came, you're asking your friends, "Bhabhi kaisi hai?" I mean, so immodesty that you don't even care about your own wife, let alone that, nasab, daughters, sons, people don't worry about that. I mean, son will, you know, into today's the time of social media, so son will maybe see a girl's picture on social media and he'll go to his father and say, "You know, my father, I found a daughter-in-law for you." And the father will say, "Who is that?" And he'll say, "Look," and he'll show a picture of a video of a girl dancing or doing some, you know, immodest things. And the father will start laughing, and then he'll call the mother and they both will look, "There's our future daughter-in-law." I mean, you're going to bring that daughter-in-law in your house. Tomorrow she's going to become a mother. What tarbiyat is she going to give to her children? What modesty, what teachings is she going to teach her children? You know, ulama ikram have mentioned the first haq of a child, even before he is born, is that the father must find a good mother for the future child. If you are going to do these kind of immodest things tomorrow, when your children are going to backfire and turn against you, then you're going to come by mulansab. The problem is yours. You didn't look after them when the time was right. You didn't bring the proper mother for them. You know, Munasab, that's why people have mentioned, I mean, look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram, how much modesty they had. They had how much sharm or haya they had. Every moment they were covered in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
And today, when shaitan is openly against us, the people of the Dajjal are against us, we, instead of following the path of Islam, becoming more immodest, and it's as if we're opening our doors to shaitan and the Dajjal that come in and destroy us.
As you're talking in reality here, and Nazreen is what they claim, may Allah Zawajalla grant us ability to make tawbah upon whatever you have said. And may whatever you said enter into our hearts, Masab. And honestly, it's a matter of great concern, especially Islamic sisters who play a major role in the society, Masab. Agar yehi durust ho jaye, agar inhi ke andar sharmo haya jaye, men as well, but I'm talking mainly our sisters, generations to come will be sorted, Masab. Progenies to come, generations to come, sudhar jayenge. Why? Because mother theek hai. Ma, a mother, plays many roles. And if she is modest, everything will be fine. I want to explain, present this beautiful narration, Masab, to revive and refreshen our iman and faith of a beautiful parable in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that this young man, he used to read Salatul Isha in the iqtida of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Namaz ke baad, he used to go home, take care of his old parents. Bada nek insaan tha, khofi khuda wala. So, and jab bhi namaz padhne ke baad ye apne ghar wapas jaya karte the, most of the time there used to be one lady who used to invite him,
right,
call
right,
him,
right.
Attract him.
Right.
Ye apne nazaron ko niche jhukate hue chale jate the. Now, this is the importance of Kufle Madina. And he will protect his eyes. He knew about the azab and punishment. And what kya? He's eating namaz behind Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Jinke saaye se shaitan tak bhag jaye. Ye wo Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Anyways, what's astonishing and amazing is that one day, ایک دن نا دا سیم آیت وچ ریڈ ان الذين اتقوا اذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان ki shaitan will somehow the other put this waswasa in the heart and mind. Because this immoral acts of committing fornication, guna, all these things here is by shaitan. So shaitan attracted this young man. As he went close, he recalled this ayat.
إِنَّ
الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Speaking about when temptations hit the heart. So he was about to commit this action, and when this thought came to his mind, indeed those who get the fear of Allah, who Allah get Allah. Alerted whenever a temptation of the devil troubles them, when he thought about this, he began to shiver. So then he fell into the ground unconscious. And the father, on the other hand, who was waiting for his son, waited for some time. And when he realized my son hasn't come back in search for his son, he went to look for his son. Finally, somehow or the other, he managed to allocate his son. And with the help of other people, he carried his son, taken him to the house, and did whatever he could do to revive him out of that state. And when he opened his eyes, his father asked him, Beta, kya hua? How did you fall there on the road? You were unconscious. There were people gathered around. He said, Abba, ye ye hua mere saath. I was going after salah, I was coming back home, or going wherever. And shaitan then tempted me to go and do this. I went close and I recalled this ayat of the Quran. Imagine at such a moment when you want to really commit a guna and sin, when your intention is firm, how strong your iman has to be for this ayat to make a change in your life. So his iman was pukhta and strong evidence and proof that it was strong. Why? Because the ayat made a change in him. Because Allah Pak says only those are true believers who fear Allah when they hear the name of Allah. And the iman increases when they hear the ayat of the Quran. So this young man's iman increased. He feared Allah. He fell into the ground. His father asked him. He told his father the whole story. And not de muasab. When he told his father the entire story, ro ro karke aap apna waqiya suna rahe hain. He's crying and telling his father, Dad, oh my Abba Huzur, aaj mere saath ye ye hua. Rote rote, he could not accept that he actually went forward to commit the sin. Log yahan to karne ke baad bhi regret nahi karte hain. Yeah, day before he could even commit the sin, he had regret and remorse over it. And he cried so much that then he began to scream, recited the kalima, and his soul had then left his body. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The next morning, because everything taken place in the night, ritual, bath, kafan, dafan, raati raat, sab ho gaya tha. The next morning when this khabar and news reached Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, he called for the father. And he asked the father that, mujhe kyun nahi bataya gaya tha? Why didn't you inform me? I could have came and participated in every rites of the janaza. He said, nahi huzur, I never want to disturb you. It was midnight, it was late night. Behrhal, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu then said, okay, take me to his khabar. When they go to the grave and he spots the young man's khabar, he saved himself from the guna, and iske baad uska intiqal hone ka tha. Imagine if that was his last action, and then he, because maut is written for him, this was the way he had to leave this world. And if he had passed on in that state, what would have been the condition? And here, subhanallah, he passed away making tawbah for something he never done. Subhanallah. Because remember, Rasulullah said that there is no sin when you have the intention. The gunah will be one, and this is the speciality of this ummah alone. Other ummahs, if they intended to commit a sin, they would have got the gunah for it. And in this ummah, the speciality of being the ummatis of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you will not be punished for having intention unless carry out that intention, then you will be punished for carrying out that intention in your heart. So when he went to the qabr and he said, this ayat is of Surah Rahman. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And for the one who fears to stand before his Lord are two gardens.
Allah subhanahu.
Said who? Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. For the person who fears Allah, there are two gardens. Allahu Akbar. Those attendees, the father was there, companions were there. All of them heard that from inside the qabr a sound and voice emanated that said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, that you have spoken about. My Rabb has given me those two gardens you have spoken about. Allah has given me two paradise and two Jannah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the topic is modesty. But what links to modesty is Khawfi Khuda. There are many branches of this. If you want to develop this as of today, let's stop having indecent and immoral conversations with people. When you talk to someone, remember who you are talking to. Measure your words. As they say in Urdu Mausa, pehle tolo,
baad mein bolo.
Baad mein bolo. First, weigh your words and see whether my words will have an impact in the person's heart. You will either hurt him, break him, or make him. It is your word that could cause such an impact that he would never have respect for you. But unfortunately, we deliberately like saying words like that, even to our parents, because we want to show them that I'm angry right now. Allahu Akbar. May Allah pardon our sins. May Allah forgive us. Masab, so many examples can be given about modesty, about all these things here, but we are making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Kaash is dua mein nazirin bhi shamil ho jayein aur ye dua mil karke hum parein.
Farba ke shafaat meri e shafi e mahshar. Farba ke shafaat meri e shafi e mahshar. Se bacha ke mujhe jannat mein basana dozakh se bacha ke mujhe jannat mein basana
ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Make sincere tawbah, make sincere tawbah, and get rid of the devil and shaitan. Because Allah Pak has told you as believers, if you believe yourself to be a believer, if you claim to be a believer, then you are pointed out in this verse of the Holy Quran Pak as well, that do not follow in the footsteps of the devil. Following his footsteps would lead you straight without any ticket to the hellfire.
Allah.
You would need no ticket. You would land yourself into the hellfire, and Allah has guided you. The Quran is guiding you. The Hadith is guiding you, that he instills hatred, enmity, quarrels, fights, immodesty in your heart amongst yourselves. So whenever you go for any gathering function, this habit of people that came up with these slogans, Mu'asab, men and women will work together.
Okay.
This slogan of men and women that will work together, this is how the devil starts to incite people. He tries to show muhabba and love. These are the women champions. They are fighting for the rights of the woman. Allahu Akbar. 1400 years back, the rights which Islam has given women, and the champions of the rights of the woman, like Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, was the companion who put the letter of Umar radiallahu anhu into the river Musa. Hazrat Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he is the champion of the woman when virgin woman used to be thrown into the river Nile. And when Islam spread, Islam said, we are putting a stop to this right now.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And the letter said straight from Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, oh water, if you flow by the command of Allah, then don't stop flowing.
Allah.
And if you flow by your own accord, then you don't have to flow anymore. Stop flowing. I'm ghulami Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the servant of Mustafa. Jani Rahmat, look at how obedient the water was to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. That during the same day, as mentioned and quoted in the books of history, the water rose up by 16 yards.
Allah.
16 yards. And from that day to date, kitne saal guzar gaye, how many centuries passed? That water never dried up to date. So that shows the champions of the rights of women are those companions. Is Islam, when women weren't given the due rights, inheritance, they were outcasted of society, Allah Pak revealed ayat of the Quran to protect their dignity and chastity.
Allah.
So people who come up with this story here, that no, men, women must work together, later on come and say this, woman first. Simply because in you see girls and women that work at the reception areas, it's simply a business deal. It's attractiveness. It's just for attracting customers. In my opinion, Mu'asab, with all due respect, I'm not saying that they don't need jobs. I'm not saying they don't need money. Everyone have their own taqaza, their own problems. But Islam has rules and regulations for everything.
Exactly.
Their dignity and their pride and their modesty would have been in the home. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. The Quran has commanded women to be in their homes and not to be like the woman in the time of the ignorance, or like the people of the time in the ignorance, that will be open about everything. And their dignity and respect is within the four corners of the house.
Allah, Allah.
Their luxuries and their comfort is there. And immodesty is at its peak at this age. Normally when you're younger, you want to play more. When you're older, you want to worship more. But when you're young, Mu'asab, that's the age when you can't control your jawani ka alam, as they say. And if only we could control ourselves at that age and understand the maqam, understand the reason to have modesty, like this young man in the time of Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who controlled his youthfulness, who controlled his Jawani and attained two paradise. Allahu Akbar, as his voice was heard from the Qabr. That is the ultimate goal and mission. Mu'asab, this is the little nasiha I had given Mu'asab, and I'm hoping that Mu'asab will inshallah azawajalla explain to us furthermore with regards to immodesty and how can we adopt modesty, Mu'asab.
Mu'asab, first speaking on the point which Mu'asab mentioned, you know, in Zamana Jahiliyyah, there was a time where daughters would be buried alive. And if at somebody's house there was a child going to be born, so he wouldn't make a noise about it. Why? Because if it's a girl, then people would find out. So he would just wait. When the child is born, if it's a boy, then he'll be happy. He'll invite people. He'll tell people. But if it's a girl, then quietly he'll go and he'll bury the daughter.
Allahu Akbar.
So nobody knew that they were expecting a child, and nobody knew that the daughter was buried.
Allah.
So women were treated like slaves. Mothers were treated like slaves. Widows, orphans were, you know, not taken care of and everything. This was the thing before Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he said, "Oh people, listen, when daughters are born in your house, it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So he is the one who actually gave the rights to women. And those rights which were given to women, today, 1400 years later, women are now going back to the time of ignorance and they're considering those things to be their rights now. Islam covered them and they want to open themselves and say, "These are our rights, we must be free." I mean, Munasab, take a lollipop or take a sweet, okay, and leave it on the table. And you will find within minutes, ants will come, flies will come, and they'll all start moving around that sweet. If that sweet was wrapped up, it can be here for 2-3 days, no flies going to come suddenly. Why? Because it's wrapped up. Like that, the example is of a woman. I mean, if the woman is unveiled, her body is not covered properly, she will be inviting people towards her. But Islam has given her the hukum to cover your body.
Allah.
So now no one's dirty gaze, no one's dirty evil intentions will now go towards you.
Allah.
And Munasab's question...
Munasab, on that same note, this small narration, Munasab, just to add a little more flavor to what you mentioned, just so that we can understand this completely, Munasab. A female sahabiya by the name of Hadrate Sayyidatana Umme Khallad radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her son passed away in the battlefield.
Allah.
She's running to the battlefield to ask Rasulullah about her son.
Jee.
She heard the khabar. Woman never used to go for jihad. So in her house, she got the news of her son becoming shaheed and passing away. So she went to the battlefield and she went with her face covered.
Allah.
So somebody saw her and told her, "You lost your son and your face is still covered." Beta khoya hai aur abhi tak chehra dhaka hua hai. You know the answer, Muhasab? Aaj tak tariq ke panno pe ye likha hua hai. And it is recorded and documented that she said, "Oh person, I have lost my son. I never lose my dignity and my modesty and my sharam and haya. Maine beta khoya hai, sharam thodi na khoya hai." Allahu Akbar. And this day and age, humko ek bahana mil jaye. Bahana mil jaye. Iddat mein bhi nahi baith sakte acche se. They want a reason to go out of the home. Want a reason to go and intermingle out there. Want a reason to go and get hurt out there in the rough world. Your rights and your hukuk for our sisters is within modesty, mashallah. Ji Mohsab, then the second part. The reason and the actions a person can do in order to better himself.
The base of haya, as Mohsab mentioned, is obviously taqwa and khawf-e khuda. Once a person instills khawf-e khuda in his heart, automatically everything else will now become easy for him. He'll start having haya, he'll start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The base of everything is khawf-e khuda. You know, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, and it's a very famous hadith. The hadith is called Hadith of Jibreel.
Acha.
Okay, where Hazrat Jibreel salam came and he asked 5 questions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. What is Islam? What is Iman? What is Ihsan? When he asked, "What is Ihsan?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, "An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu." That you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. That is Ihsan. Because the Quran mentioned, "Lilladhina ahsanul husna wa ziyada." So what is Ihsan? That you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him.
Wow.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that we are weak, you know, we cannot reach that level. So he said that فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. If you cannot reach that level that you perform worship in such a way where it is as if you are seeing Him, at least this much you must know that إِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. No doubt He is seeing you. He knows everything what you are doing.
Man,
this small thing, if we can instill it in our hearts, automatically we'll leave ourselves from every type of sin. Wherever we go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Wherever we go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. You know, Munasab, Sultan Mahmud al-Ghaznawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a lots of ministers and slave servants, and one special slave of his was Hazrat Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he loved him a lot. So, you know, people, they were jealous. And they said that, why does Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi always like, why only like Ayaz so much? We also his people. So they complained to him. And he said, okay, I'll tell you why I like him so much. So he called all his people and he said that he gave everyone a chicken. And I said, go and slaughter this chicken somewhere where nobody can see you. No one must look at you. I said, okay. They all went. He gave Ayaz also a chicken. So they all went and they came back all happy. I went in such a place nobody could see me. So Sultan asked the first person, where you went? He said, Sultan, I went in my room, I locked the doors, I closed everything, and there I slaughtered the chicken. Nobody could see me. Okay. After the second person said, Sultan, in the room somebody could come. I went in the jungle where there was no possibility of anyone coming. At night time I went and I slaughtered the chicken. Everyone gave their reasons. When he came to Ayaz, he still had his chicken with him. So Sultan Mahmud asked that, Ayaz, you didn't slaughter your chicken? He said, oh Sultan, I went in my room, I went in the jungle, I went everywhere, but I did not find a single place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not looking
Allah,
at me.
Allah,
that's why I did
Allah.
Not slaughter this chicken of mine.
Allah.
Sultan said, now you know why I like Ayaz so much. This is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is watching us every moment. Just instill this in your heart, automatically you will leave each and every sin, you will leave disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kya baat hai, mashallah, Maasab. What amazing pearl, Maasab. You know, I wish we could continue on this topic, and we make dua. Maasab, it's very hard. We just need to understand the purpose of this lifetime. And if you all understand the purpose of being in this world, then we will work towards one mission and one goal. If somebody has made his mission paisa, somebody made his mission house, someone made his mission business, somebody made his mission and only mission in this world to get married and have children and to make maza and take pension and then go away from this world, then this is not the maqsad of this world and the life. Do not allow and do not let the life of this world deceive you as it deceived others before. How many people in the Qabristan have taken such ideas with them and they are resting 6 feet underground now? What ideas, what wishes and hopes and things they had in their mind, Mu'asab. Today they are there, nothing, it's just there. So the month of Rajab is here. People who made intention before Rajab started, this month I'm going to worship. Don't keep thinking, do it practically, because people who thought about it last month, now they are in the qabr. Somebody must have died today, somebody will die tomorrow. And these are those people perhaps who are planning for Ramadan shopping right now. But life is too short. Life is too short. We thank our Mulana Sahab for being here today on our program. Mulana Sahab, I want to end, with this beautiful waqiyah and story. At the end, as we're closing up, mashallah, Mulana Sahab can even maybe perhaps narrate this for the betterment and for the knowledge of our viewership out there. Alhamdulillah, the Lady of Jannat, who got this title, Khatun Jannat, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. She is categorical Jannati Mulana Sahab. She has no doubt, whole life, no stranger ever gazed at her.
Allah.
She protected her body from the sight of ghair mahram, strange men. She never allowed them to see her. So she never smiled after the passing away and the demise and parada of the Holy Rasul. She was never seen smiling. But one day Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her, hey Fatima, in Ethiopia, I seen something really strange. And that is, they had branches and leaves of the date tree tied together, and this was used to cover the janaza of the person, and then a cloth was placed over it. When she heard this, she was very interested. And when this sahabiya, Asma binti Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she made this, she got it made, she got all the branches tied together, and she came and presented this to Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha.
Allah, Allah.
After so many months, it's said approximately after 5-6 months, the first time she was seen smiling was that day.
Allah Allah.
Yani, she became so happy that ab mujhe koi dekh nahi payega. Allah Allah. Ab mujhe koi nahi dekh payega. I will save myself from the sight of the strange man just as I protected myself whilst I'm alive. And she is that woman, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, on the Allah. Day of judgment, when she will pass on the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hay and sharper than a sword. An announcer will announce, O people of Mahshar, lower your gaze. Why? Because now the daughter of Muhammad is crossing the bridge of Sirat. This is the barakah and the blessings of Sharmu Haya. Brothers in Islam, Sharm and Haya, modesty is a great tawfah. Those who have it have a lot of Islam, and those who don't have it, you need to get a lot of this. because this will help you to be a better person, inshallah azawajal. Let's put a stop to talking rudely, vulgar languages, obscene languages. Let's put a stop for swearing in every sentences, as people swear every second line they swear, or immoral conversations, or talk rudely to somebody who's perhaps bigger than you, or somebody who's smaller than you with no shafqat and muhabbat. Mu'asab, in 30 seconds, any terminating words from you, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. This topic is such that, you know, we can speak for hours on this topic, Mu'asab. But, you know, just the words which I would like to give all our viewers is, we should always keep, the woman should keep the life of the Sahabiyat in front of them,
yes,
and the men should keep the life of the Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Sallam in front of them.
Aye, what a
if you just
thing.
Follow this, yeah, Munasab, the women will start rectifying themselves, the men will start rectifying themselves.
Subhanallah.
And with this, we must keep our Madhi Maqsad, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Subhanallah.
So in English, they say charity begins at home.
Yeah,
so all of us must start with ourselves, inshallah, and then we go and rectify everyone.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Mu'asab, for coming today,
Jazakallah,
for being part and parcel of this program, for taking our time from your precious time. Dear viewers, as I said, Mu'asab is teaching in Madrasatul Madina of Da'awat Islami, and he has taken our time from his busy schedule. Together with that, Mu'asab is a mashallah businessman. He's in tijarat, mashallah. May Allah give you barakat and blessings in this as well, Mu'asab. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Tomorrow, we will be back with another episode of this special program called Sultanul Hind, Patron of the Poor. Until then, stay good, be good. And we both sign off reminding you what is our maqsad in this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself first and then the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khaja.